August 3rd, we have three work sessions. I'll open a work session and start with Senate Bill 640A, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. Senate Bill 640A would require that a person applying for renewing or replacing a driver's license, driver permit, or identification card provide biometric data in order to verify the person's identity against biometric data records of the Oregon Department of Transportation. The bill defines biometric data as measurements of the physical characteristic of an individual's face that can be used to authenticate the identity of the individual. The bill would allow the Department of Transportation to charge $3 per driver's license, driver's permit, or identification card to cover the cost of purchasing biometric equipment and software and establishing and maintaining a database for collecting and verifying biometric data. The bill further directs that a license can be produced only by equipment that requires verification of the identity of the Department of Transportation operator. The bill would become operative July 1st, 08. According to the Department of Transportation, it would cost approximately $200,000 in 0507 from highway funds for computer programming, a public information campaign, and other startup costs. The cost would increase to approximately $3.1 million, about 84% from highway funds, and the remainder from the Transportation Operating Fund when fully phased in during the 07-09 biennium. The department estimates gross revenue from the $3 fee will total about $2.5 million in 07-09. I recommend that Senate Bill 640 be reported out due pass.
Thank you. Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Representative March.
I have some concerns, one about the increase in charge to driver's license to $3 to pay for this new technology. And we're adopting new technology in advance of the rules being adopted by Homeland Security. So I'm quite concerned about this at this time. I think this bill needs a little more study. I'll be opposing it.
Additional discussion? Objections? In addition to Representative March, Representative Hansen, motion carries. Senate Bill 818C relating to human services. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 818 addresses three different issues. It continues and expands the Department of Human Services faith-based pilot program on two sides. It allows for the Office of Oregon Health Policy and Research to establish a pharmaceutical assistance program to help people who apply to pharmaceutical companies for free or discounted prescription drugs, and it puts into statute a broad range of child welfare and practice directives. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety removed one new requirement that had been added to the bill in the House Committee on State and Federal Affairs, that child welfare supervisors meet each quarter with each child and parent whose home visits are part of the case plan, which significantly reduced the bill's fiscal impact. The subcommittee approved $124,915 general fund appropriation and matching federal fund expenditure limitation for the work required in sections 13 through 21 of the bill. The recommended amendments also make clarifying changes in sections 5 through 20 of the bill. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety recommends Senate Bill 818C be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Hansen recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the C-22 amendments. Discussion? Representative Schaffler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Because of the speed with which we're doing all this, and because some folks came into my office with a whole list of concerns about lack of funding and whether it's necessary or not, I'm not going to object here, but I'm going to reserve my right to vote either way depending on how my conversations in the next few hours go.
Okay. Thank you. Additional discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 850B. Relating to address confidentiality, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 850 creates the address confidentiality program within the Department of Justice for victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking who have been relocated because of threats to their safety and a desire to have their actual addresses be confidential. Under this measure, the Attorney General shall designate a substitute address for certified program participants and act as the participants' agents for purposes of all legal processing and receiving and forwarding of first-class certified or registered mail. The Department of Justice may seek, solicit, receive, and administer monetary grants, donations, and gifts to establish and operate the address confidentiality program. Any funds received are due to be received are to be deposited in the Justice Department operating account authorized under ORS 180.180. After identification of other and or federal funding sources to operate the address confidentiality program, and prior to the expenditures of funds, the Department of Justice will need to request supplemental other or federal fund appropriation and limitation, and if necessary, position authority from the Legislative Emergency Board or subsequent legislative session. I recommend Senate Bill 850B be reported out, do pass.
Representative Hansen recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. Just a quick question. Very sensitive to this issue, very sensitive to the need for this legislation, but I have a question for whoever can answer this. How do you protect the rights of creditors who are trying to collect on delinquent financial issues if addresses are protected?
It appears that Senator Devlin may have an answer to that.
Because the program is housed within the Department of Justice, they would actually serve as they would provide service to anyone who has. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Richard Devlin, Senate District 19. The Department of Justice would serve anyone like with if they received any paperwork like that from a collector. They would also there's clear provisions in it for civil and criminal process, so that in civil and criminal actions that the person can be identified and there isn't any problem. There's been a lot of work done on all of those details, I can assure you.
Follow up.
Yeah. Follow up. Sure.
So if I'm a collection agency and I'm trying to reach a borrower who is delinquent and I solicit a phone call, who am I soliciting my phone call to?
Well, I think you could send first class mail, you could send certified mail, you could send registered mail. That question might be asked here.
Representative Smith, Chair Scott, members of the committee, my name is Sybil Hebb with the Oregon Law Center, and we've been working on this bill since its inception. And basically, the bill doesn't provide any confidentiality for telephone numbers, so you would be able, or a debt collector would be able to make phone calls just as currently. It wouldn't change that ability in any way. And access to addresses would be through the AG's office. So simply, mail would simply be forwarded through the AG, the Attorney General's office, and the debt collector or anyone else would be able to serve legal papers on people, but just serving those papers on the AG's office, and that would be the bill specifically provides that affects and accomplishes legal service of process.
Just one last comment, then we move on. Very, very sensitive to this issue, very supportive of the issue. I just want to put on the record that I'm also very supportive of the rights of creditors, and I hope that as rules are being established relating to Senate Bill 850, that creditors' rights are taken into consideration, and that this does not become a tool that that would impede collection activities for creditors.
Representative Scott, Chair Scott, Representative Smith, very much appreciate that, and we did make sure that the bill would not have any impact whatsoever on the ability to serve legal process. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Additional comments? Objections? Without objections, so ordered. That closes the work sessions, and that concludes our agenda.
Mr. Chair.
Sybil.
I just want to put on the record, I may be objecting to 818 on the floor. I'm still reviewing the complex language in the bill.
Thank you for the comments. Stand adjourned.
You said, I want to make sure I understood something you just said.